Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. President Trump says he feels much better, and he hopes to get back to the campaign trail soon. In a four-minute video posted on Twitter, Trump, seated at a table in a suit coat, said it was his choice to go to Walter Reed Medical Center Hospital. He says he wasn't feeling so well when he was admitted to the medical center Friday after testing positive for the coronavirus, and that, quote, "We're working hard to get me all the way back." Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden's campaign says it will now disclose the results of every coronavirus test the candidate takes, telling people at a virtual town hall with the Amalgamated Transit Union in Delaware today that the COVID threat is real.
We have to do so much more to step up to get this virus under control. We need to take science, the science of fighting this disease, seriously if we're going to save lives.
He says he and his wife Jill are praying for the president and first lady's quick recovery. Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants to delay legislative activity until October 19th as the list of Republican senators and others close to President Trump testing positive for the coronavirus continues to grow. McConnell says the Judiciary Committee's work on Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court nomination will continue. NPR's Sarah McCammon has more.
Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson is the latest to announce a positive coronavirus test. In a statement, Johnson's office says the senator was recently exposed to someone who'd tested positive and then tested positive himself on Friday. A spokesman says Johnson is not experiencing symptoms and will remain isolated until cleared by a doctor. Two Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee, Tom Tillis of North Carolina and Mike Lee of Utah, also have recently received positive results. That could complicate efforts by Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham to quickly push through Judge Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court confirmation. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.
Michigan's Supreme Court says the governor does not have the authority to continue a state of emergency due to the pandemic. NPR's Jason Slotkin reports Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been citing two state laws in issuing her emergency declarations.
Whitmer first declared a state of emergency in March, and when lawmakers failed to extend it past April 30th, Whitmer did it via executive order. That sparked a controversy with Republican lawmakers. They sued the Democratic governor, but Whitmer cited two state laws as giving her the authority. On Friday, Michigan's Supreme Court ruled that wasn't the case, and in fact, one of those laws violated the state's constitution. Whitmer called the decision deeply disappointing and said she vehemently disagreed with the court's interpretation of Michigan's constitution. She also said she'd seek alternative sources of authority for continuing the state's coronavirus measures. Jason Slotkin, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News. A controversial underwater sea barrier project in Italy's lagoon city of Venice passed its first emergency test today. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports the successful operation came after a massive corruption scandal that cost overruns and years of delays.
With a forecast of a 51-inch tide, it took about 100 technicians an hour and a quarter to get all 78 bright yellow barriers into place. And the system, dubbed Moses, successfully blocked the three entries of the lagoon from the rising sea waters. When the tide peak came at noon, St. Mark's Square, one of the city's lowest points, remained largely dry. Authorities accelerated deployment of the project's completion following the worst flooding in 53 years. Last November, when water rose to 73 inches. The Moses barriers had been projected at $2 billion to be completed in 2011, but they came a decade behind schedule and at a cost of $6.5 billion. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
The NFL has postponed this week's game between the New England Patriots and the Super Bowl champs, Kansas City Chiefs, after positive COVID-19 tests on both teams. The league says the game, originally scheduled for tomorrow afternoon, will now be played on Monday or on Tuesday. The Patriots say a player did test positive, but they didn't reveal that person's name. And the matchup between the Tennessee Titans and Pittsburgh Steelers has also been postponed. It will be played on the 25th following several positive tests within the Titans organization. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.